Comfort my people, says your God. Comfort my people, says your God. One of the most profound moments in my ministry was not one that I was involved in, but one that I witnessed firsthand and directly. It happened in the kitchen of Our Savior's Beldenville, which is a wonderful congregation, and two women who are now saints in light were having a conversation. One of the women was very, very upset because she had found out that she needed heart surgery. It was going to be a rather risky procedure, and she was not afraid of dying. Not at all. She had profound faith, but she was afraid of what would happen to her family if she died. Because we all knew that she was literally the glue that was holding that family together, that some of us are blessed with families that are less capable of holding their act together. And she was worried sick about what would happen to her children and her husband if she were to leave this world early. Again, she wasn't afraid of dying, but she was afraid of her dying for the sake of her family. She just couldn't picture them, nor could any of us really, without her presence. We thought, what in the world would happen to them if the worst case scenario came to be? And yet, she knew if she did not have this surgery, she would die. And so there really wasn't a choice in the matter, but still she was just afraid of dying, not for her sake again, but for those that would be left behind. The other woman, who is a person of the most profound faith I've ever seen, was just recently widowed, having reason enough to seek comfort rather than give comfort, said these simple words. She said, "Oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." Now, that's not a profound thing to say at all, but the reality is, with the conviction said, it was like one of those goosebump moments. I knew that it wasn't really her speaking alone, that she was speaking for God. And right away, the tears stopped. Right away, there was an overwhelming sense of calm and peace in that kitchen. And the woman who was facing surgery knew for sure. She really didn't know for sure that she would be okay. And she was. Later, when I felt like my own life was falling apart with a very public addiction scandal, the woman who had been told it was going to be okay was still here. And she voiced those words to me, "It's going to be okay." And I had that same powerful conviction. And while part of me, I'll admit, didn't want to believe it, I had to believe it. I had to acknowledge it. Because God does work in unexpected ways. And believe it or not, is very close at hand. In our gospel reading, we read about St. John the Baptist. Oh, John was an interesting character for sure. I like John a lot. But by the way, he did not eat grasshoppers. He ate the locust pods from trees. He was a vegetarian, by all accounts. Probably not, but he wasn't a crazy dude eating grasshoppers, so let's put that to rest. But he was eating honey and vegetables, but for that's secondary. He was proclaiming to the people in the wilderness who were leaving Jerusalem, the countryside, going out to where they could leave their lives behind to hear the word of God. And John says he's coming, but John already knew that, hey, he is here. Already here. When 2nd Isaiah proclaims comfort to the children in exile, he's already saying the plan is an action, that God is already here. In other parts of Scripture, we read that the Word of God was rare in some days. The Word of God has never been rare. What's been rare is listening to the Word of God, which I think probably is also our dilemma in this 21st century. Very few of us pick up on the Word of God, probably because we expect the dramatic instead of expecting the unexpected. If God can work through a rich orphan named Nicholas to save young girls from going into prostitution, God can work in any way. If God can work through a rich orphan named Nicholas to be an advocate for children and for sailors and for other people, God can work through anyone. And God does work through anyone. God works through two women in a kitchen in a church basement. God works in various and mysterious ways, and God is close at hand. Now, I wear contacts, so I really can't say this has happened to me, but I've witnessed it many times, usually probably from my parents, but from other older friends too. Those who have glasses, who put them on top of their head, or wear them around linings from the neck, will sometimes be looking for their glasses, even though the glasses are on top of their head or around their neck. And you can see them looking for their glasses in a frantic way, wondering where they are. They've become so accustomed to the weight of the glasses on their body that they think that they are lost when they're not over their eyes. But the glasses have been on them the whole time. So there is with God. And that should be comforting rather than fearful. That God is that close to us, holding us, saying that it's going to be okay. Saying comfort. Now, granted, sometimes I want God to work the way I want. And I imagine what my comfort is, and I imagine what the knowledge of okay is going to be. And I had that in mind, what that should look like. And all too often I've been disappointed or surprised by what God has in mind, but still, it's going to be okay. Because we belong to God, now and forever. Even though the outcome of what's going on now might not be what we desire and nothing that we'd ever, ever want, we also have to realize that God is here. And the words of God gives of comfort are, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Because I am here with you. Always have been, always will be. Then with that, we go out. Like Francis and others, like Francis and John and others saying, hey, the kingdom of God is near. Why? Because we realize that Jesus is in us. And we're going out into the world with Jesus. That, when we do that, others too will know that it'll be okay. Amen.